Are you as surprised as I am about the AFL's, I guess, statement this evening, which I guess in the end comes back to a decision from government?
Well, that's exactly right. It's not the AFL's fault. It's a decision by government. Am I surprised? I shouldn't be, because this government continues to spring things upon its population that I think are just totally unacceptable and not justifiable. On the other hand, for our 10,000 members in Tasmania, the supporters of Essendon, it's wonderful news. And we thank the Tasmanian government for respecting Victorians, unlike our government here. It is a ridiculous decision when you think 100,000 people run around the town every weekend in the open air. We go to supermarkets, we go to grog shops, you can go to brothels, but you can't go to the MCG, which still is an open air stadium. It's quite obvious that the government has given up governing, and we've now got third-ranking, fourth-ranking bureaucrats in control of the state.
Jeff, the fact that the AFL initially asked for 50% crowds this weekend, many thought that that might be rejected. Okay, understandable. But when it was alluded to the fact that there could be 25% at the MCG and Marvel, that's 25,000 and 12.5 respectively, surely that should have been considered and also honoured, just to get people back to the footy, back to enjoying what they love, and that's the great game of Aussie rules.
Well, that's exactly right. You can't on one hand be calling on the public to return to normality if on the other hand you say to them, we don't respect you enough and you can't go and watch a game of football, even if you're wearing masks. I mean, if you want to totally destroy our confidence and our pleasure, tell us to wear masks at the football. But as you say, 100,000 at the MCG, that could be 25,000 supporters. It could be people selling, you know, drinks and food, etc. You can't allow the government to transfer the authority that they should have to third and fourth ranking bureaucrats to tell us what to do. For goodness sake, it's madness.